This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is
Jeff Sandhu
and Christine Wong.
And we are talking about the National Digital Identity System here in Malaysia. What are your thoughts about this? What would you like for it to do for you? Get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. Let's go straight to our InstaStory poll.
Yeah, so National Digital ID for all Malaysians, 56% have used, of y'all said yes. 44% have said no. The no number has increased just over the past 10 minutes or so.
Because you said the magic word, Jeff. Security. You said security.
Security.
Yes.
Everyone realized, oh, wait, yeah, security. And then they're tracking us. And hey, wait, maybe now I don't want this now. Yeah.
Could this eventually turn into a credit score system?
Oh,
for
no,
citizens?
No. Let's not go to that Black Mirror world.
Conspiracy theories. All right. Christine, what do we have on Twitter?
Okay, we've got Oliver Howard here on Twitter who says, how about we try to improve infrastructures in rural areas first. Basic stuff like water, electricity, healthcare. Don't add unnecessary stuff to the budget. What is the point of having a national digital ID if you have to walk for 2 days to the nearest town to have access? Fair enough.
Very
good point.
We've also got a Gilbert C who says, I think whoever proposed this needs to be more specific on the benefits that citizens can expect and relate to. Digital ID sounds nice, but how does that translate to the man on the street going about their daily lives? And of course, we need to justify the benefits versus the risks. Very good points all around.
Mm. Okay, what about WhatsApp?
Yeah, so from the number ending 3392, the idea of a national digital ID is that everyone who has it has a public certificate issued by the government to confirm their identity. If I put that on my blog or on my online store, everyone visiting those sites knows that there is a genuine person behind those sites and can check on my identity. As this moves Malaysia forward, Malaysians will more easily be able to discern between genuine news and fake news sites, which in brackets here, which most likely won't have a national digital cert. They will also be known whom they are buying from online. Altogether, a fantastic idea is what he says. There's a lot of talk about the no smoking thing, but let's stick with the national ID. One guy, Anwar Roslan, he WhatsApped in and he said, national ID sounds like a Black Mirror series of those
there you go, Christine.
Yeah, so there we go.
Okay, and then let's move on to story number three, but keep your feedback coming in, not only on the National Digital ID story, but also the no smoking ban at all eateries starting 2019. But story number three, why would anyone go to a disgusting food museum? Are you going to answer that question for us, Christine?
Yeah, speaking of eateries, so this is something that I found this morning, and I thought it was kind of weird and interesting, but it's something I want to talk about. So a disgusting food museum is opening in Sweden. It won't be a permanent exhibition. I think it's a temporary one for a couple of months. But they are putting what they call disgusting food on display. So, for example, we've got durian is going to be exhibited there.
Of course.
Disgusting food.
Yes. Century
I'm
egg
offended.
Is going to be there as well. But even non-Asian delicacies, for example, the escamoles, which is a tree ant larvae that's eaten in Mexico, will be there. Surströmming, which is a actual Swedish pungent fermented Swedish herring, will be exhibited there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, those are bad. Yeah.
See, but this
herring
thing
is so good.
But this is the thing. Yeah.
So this the idea behind this disgusting food museum is to essentially redefine what we consider disgusting or why we consider things disgusting. But it kind of makes me a bit uncomfortable, and here's why. So I kind of conflate this sort of idea with putting something gross or something freakish or something disgusting on display and profiting from it with like stuff like, you know, the freak shows that have existed since the mid-16th century, things that were popularized by P.T. Barnum's Barnum and Bailey Circus. Even now we have like Ripley's Believe It or Not museums that put all these like bizarre and weird things on display and make money from it. And the thing is that, you know, these people or ideas or foods mean something to cultures and mean something to people and mean something to other people. And so I'm just a bit worried because while, you know, Samuel West, who is the person coming up with this disgusting food museum, what he wants to do is basically redefine why we consider it disgusting. But I don't know if that's the effect that it's actually going to have on the general public, because let's be real, the reason why you would go to that museum is to go in there and be like, oh, ew, look at all these disgusting foods.
The name disgusting, I think, should be changed around to, you know, unique food bowl, something, maybe, you know, somewhere where it's a bit more positive.
Or like, you know, a global delicacies museum, for example. Mm.
So that's the thing. If the purpose of this museum is for something positive, to help people open their minds to different kinds of food all around the world.
And you can actually try the food.
You can try the food. You know, you can experience it for yourself and you can see that it's not disgusting to begin with. I think that's a great idea. But looking at this article, I think one of the first lines that says there is that your ticket to this museum is a vomit bag with our logo. So that's not really kicking things off on a positive note, is it?
No.
Yeah, so basically, this article is from the Washington Post, and I just want to read out a quick a bit from it because I think this is really important. But even if West hopes to redefine people's cultural notions of disgust, the name of his museum is likely to cause trouble. Calling any food, but especially food from people of color, disgusting is othering and perpetuates the false notion that they don't deserve respect. While the goal of the museum is to help people understand other cultures, it's possible that for some, the takeaway will just be dog meat, yuck. Mm. And I think that's really important. Ooh. I think that's really, really important because that is the problem that we have. While, you know, they are kind of exhibiting stuff like root beer and stuff like that, that is processed and still considered disgusting by kind of European standards, or, you know, even though it's not Asian or people of color oriented. But stuff like century egg, for example, or like, let's say even, I don't know if they're putting that there, but like kimchi and stuff like that, things that are fermented, things that are important for
it's
Asian cultures.
Yeah.
It's a cultural thing, right? And it comes from a place of, you know, a different situation where they needed to preserve things, and there's a reason behind why we eat the foods that we eat, basically.
From number 2341 on WhatsApp, he says, why don't we just call it interesting eats?
Yeah, that would be really, really good.
But
you know?
would you rather go to a disgusting food museum or an interesting
museum?
But this is my problem as well, right? Because they're only allowing, you know, some of these foods to be eaten and to be tried.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
I think they are actually having some kind of taste test sort of situations. But the problem is that they're really sensationalizing it. And I think that's not very healthy. And I don't agree that they should profit from it.
Yep.
Okay, all right. We are talking about the National Digital Identity System here in Malaysia. What do you think about it? Would you like for us to get on board? How do you see this new National Digital ID making things easier for Malaysians? Send us your thoughts. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or you can reach us on Twitter and InstaStory at BFM Radio. Here's a little Cage the Elephant with Mess Around. Enterprise Biz Bytes will be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.